It's probably the most proud I've been of the team all year. You know, just the, you know, travel and coming here and the way we played. So I thought we were very good tonight.
Did you have an indication from the drop? It looked like 5-on-5 in the first. You were on it.
Yeah, I mean, I knew we were going to give an effort. I mean, you're always, you never know, the NHL. But, you know, you're playing a number one team, and I thought we handled ourselves really well. Guys played hard. They stuck the system, you know, inch here and there, a couple of missed nets here and there, and they get one to start the period. So, you know, you're hoping in one of those games it's an overtime game. I thought it was.
Chychrun was set up there, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think I would have been rolled up on him. Yeah, you know, we had a couple of Galley had a chance. Like, we had some chances. Vasilevskiy was good, too.
Yeah.
That's why he's one of the best in the league. He's a hell of a goalie.
It looked like you had more chances than him, more high danger chances than him. Is it easy, even after a loss, to convince your team that they, you know, you just keep playing this way and you're going to get the results?
Yeah, I mean, we have a day off tomorrow, practice in Florida, and, you know, it's our job as coach staff to get their energy level up. I don't think we have to, you know, say too much. They see the video, they're going to be proud of themselves. You know, what ifs and that. This is, you know, a 2-game schedule, so you got to make sure you reload your mind, and we have to come out the same energy. So, I think it's just now rest our mind. We should be proud of ourselves. Yeah, we lost, but it's, whether it's a moral victory or whatever, we're okay.
What does Clayton Keller take out of this game, do you think?
Kells was good tonight. You know, that stop and start game, you know, he was getting inside. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just, you know, he's got to do that for our team.
Rick, can I ask you a couple questions about Steven Stamkos, given what he did tonight? You coached him. You were here for goal number one. You were here for the record breaker. First of all, what did it mean to be here for that, to see that, knowing what he's
doing? Well, I'd rather it was the next night. tonight, but he's a hell of a kid. I mean, you know, when I was here as an 18-year-old, I mean, just you knew he was going to be a leader and a captain. You know, proud of him. For me, is the injuries he had to sustain, you know, through his career. Those are tough injuries, you know, and he sustained the level he has. So, and you got some pretty good people that play for Tampa for him to beat. So it's a great record for him.
He credits you with helping push him along, really taking the next step, next level in his game. What were you saying to him? What were the words? Whether it was
Open the gate. No, just early. You know, he was 18. I just felt that there's no sense him playing every game. I just felt that play a couple games here and there, get in the gym. You know, Gary Roberts was a good mentor. We were lucky to have Robs was here with him, and they'd work out. And it was funny. And then after he set a game, you know, get in the gym, he had a great game, and then obviously got bigger and stronger, and you know, the rest is history. So it's just a super kid.
Can you localize that, though? Isn't there a message in your room about that work ethic when you have that kind of skill at that age?
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I love looking at other players, you know, the inspiration of, you know, the way people play and stuff. And our players are hockey historians and nerds, and they watch these guys. But, you know, as a team, for me, I just, these guys got to understand what they're doing. It's really special and what they're overcoming. And we, you know, we can go into any building and we can put up a fight, and we're going to keep fighting. So I'm really proud of this group. We just got to, you know, let this one go. I know it's hard. I mean, I told them, like, you guys should be proud, but you know, we got to reload. Nobody's going to feel sorry for us. You know, Tampa won the game, and it's time to move on.
Are you able to even say anything to them?